And welcome back live to SafeMoneyTalkRadio.com. I'm Kathy DeWitt Dunn, along with Matt Redding. Thank you so much for joining our show today. Well, Matt, what are you going to do after the show?
That's a great question, Kathy. As you stumped me there, probably go home and watch a little football.
Really?
Yeah,
it's shocking. Well, you're not going to be watching the Cowboys this weekend.
Nope, we're not playing this weekend. But
Ted just looked at me going, ooh.
Our engineer, Ted, who does some work for the Cowboys and Rangers, I might add. So,
a lot of work, yeah, not a little work, a lot of work.
Yeah, but I'll probably go home and watch a little football.
Well, I'm just going to kind of hang out with the kids this weekend and just enjoy it. And
the weekend will be over.
It'll be over before you know it. And hopefully the kids will be back in school on Monday. But the good news is they're all in college.
That's true. That's true.
You know, no more fall. Oh, actually, TCU does have fall break this next week.
It does.
It does. My son was so cute. He's like, where are we going? I'm like, I'm going to work.
Okay, didn't they just start? They're already taking a break?
Yep.
Oh, those college students are so overworked. Good gosh.
How about that? Where are we going? I'm like, I'm going to be coming to work every day, but you're welcome to come over here and help us.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to study now. So
yeah, that's right.
Being a senior, so I'm so excited. You know, I was just talking on break. You know, haven't things really changed in the financial world and everywhere else around us?
Well, it has. I mean, everything has gotten more competitive. I don't care if it's the business that we're in or if it's, you know, cable TV or satellite
cars,
dish
houses,
or cars.
Mortgages.
But how about telephones? You had a great story. We were talking on the break about cell phones.
You know what? It's pretty interesting. I was just thinking when you were talking on the last segment, I remember back, wow, goodness, it'll date me, you know, maybe about 15 years ago, give or take.
Maybe 25 years ago.
No.
Yeah, back in the late 80s? Sure.
Really? Was it late 80s?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
Yeah. Well, you were 4 when you had your first cell phone.
Right.
I was just thinking
about cell phones. Right. Exactly. When it was in the bag. And I remember thinking, you know, I remember back in the day when we were paying $1 a minute. Well, I'm sure everybody was in the same boat with me when we got those first cell phone bills. And we just totally freaked out because, you know, it looked great. It sounded great.
No, it did not look great.
Well, it did because, you know,
like
I had a really nice handbag,
it
right?
It looked like a cowboy boot at your ear.
So I was paying $1 a minute for cell phone usage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I pay basically $49.99 for unlimited cell phone use. So far, you know, like, so I could talk for hours and hours and hours, which, you know, of course I do.
Of course.
Right. So, but versus the $1 a minute, you know, and it's almost like the annuity world. Like back in the day, people would give their money to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
They would give up control of that asset.
Yep.
They could never change their mind. When they died, the insurance company got the money. All the things that people think about when they hear the word annuity, back in the day, that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people today and the baby boomer aren't going to do that anymore.
Sure.
They don't want to give up control of the asset. They want to be able to use the asset. They want to be able to use it when they want to. They want to have all of the things that they need predominantly, much like a stock and bond portfolio, but with the security that you're never going to lose your principal. And the insurance companies got really smart because people weren't going to do it the old way. So they have really reinvented themselves. And that's the reason why billions and billions of dollars are going into the fixed indexed annuities, is because the consumer wanted it.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And just imagine if you were a cell phone provider and you were still trying to charge a dollar a minute. Obviously, you wouldn't be in business. So, and that's the same way with the insurance industry. If all you had was a product that an investor had to give the money to you and you controlled the asset and you basically gave them a lifetime income from it, but the investor gave up control of that asset. If that was the only kind of annuity that was out today, just like that antique cell phone you're talking about, that's an antique annuity. And the reality of it is that there's really been a revolution or an evolution in the insurance business when it comes to fixed indexed annuities, because people are looking for something a little bit different. They want control, they want growth, they want income, and they most importantly want safety, not the ability to lose that money.
And that's absolutely huge. You know, Matt, this next week we're going to walk people through some of the different programs that are available for annuities. And you don't even have to come in. We'd love for you to come in. But really the first step is to log on to our website. If you're looking for education at annuitywantsusa.com, we're going to walk you through this program this next week on how you can have a 20% immediate increase on a portfolio So if you have $1 million, we're going to show you how you'd start off at $1,200,000 and how you can take income. And a great point that Matt made earlier was the fact is that it's an increasing income. So we're going to walk you through how that works. On $750,000, you'd have $900,000 that you could use for future income that's going to continue to grow. $500,000 would be worth $600,000. $250,000 would be $300,000. And if you have $100,000, you'd end up with $120,000 that you could use for future income. And all of the numbers that we've just mentioned are going to continue to grow, and you're going to have an increasing income, and an income you cannot outlive, and your principal is guaranteed. So log on today if you're really looking for an alternative asset class at annuitywatchusa.com. You can register for our video series. You can also join us this next week for our webinar. It's free. All we do is send you a link. You don't have to download anything. Just click on it and join us, and we're going to walk you through how these programs work. And they are outstanding. If you're worried right now with this election year of what's going to happen, and you really want to move your money to safety, but you need growth, you don't want to miss out on this webinar this next week.
You know, and as you're just talking, kind of running through all the numbers, and, you know, when we hear all our clients' responses when they come in and they're just thrilled with how these fixed index annuities have done, and their question is, well, you know, why doesn't everybody do it? And I was just thinking as you were saying that, it just kind of hit me. I don't know why, but it just kind of hit me. What are your alternatives? When it comes to retirement or retirement income, what are your alternatives? What are you going to do with that money? Honestly, are you going to listen to your financial advisor put together a plan of 60% stocks and 40% bonds, and we're going to take income, and they're going to show you all these charts and graphs of how it's going to look? And the problem is with that, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just trying to be realistic. The problem is that nobody knows what the future is going to hold for returns on both stocks and bonds. And when they're showing you returns of stocks and bonds over the last 30 years, guess what? The stock market's gone from 1,000 to 14,000, and the interest rates have gone from 18% to 1%. That is the best 30-year history for stocks and bonds in any one of our lifetimes. And I think that's the thing. When you look at historical numbers, because that's what people do, they say, well, how's this done in the past? The past is irrelevant. And that's what people have to really realize. The past doesn't matter because we're not investing in the past. We're investing in the future. Do you really think that interest rates are going to go from 18 to 1 again? No, because they're at 1. Do you really think the stock market's going to go from 1,000 to 14,000? No, it's already happened. Is that, and you just have to extrapolate that out, is the for the stock market to have the same type of return, it'd have to go from 14,000 to probably 180,000 on the Dow. Really? You think that's going to happen over the next 30 years? And you're going to be taking retirement income, and these financial advisors are going to be showing you retirement income plans that have historical data. That means that you've got to look at it from the Dow going from 14,000 to 180,000 on the Dow, and interest rates to go from 18 to 1. And that you can't even extrapolate that out because they're already at 1. They can't go down like 18 to 1 again. And that's the thing that when it comes to retirement and retirement income, you've got to think about all these plans that you might be looking at may be totally irrelevant.
You know what? Join us this week and find out how you can have an increasing retirement income. We're going to have several webinars. Also, you can log on today to register for our video series at annuitywatchusa.com. All you have to do is log on, pick the date that works best for you for the webinar. That's annuitywatchusa.com, or schedule your free appointment today to find out how you can have a 20% increase in your retirement income at 972-473-4700. That's 972-473-4700. This is Kathy and Matt. We'll be right back.